Shalom Aleichem, a guten Erev Rosh Chodesh, Elul. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We find about something very interesting in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, Shar Sheni, Ois Chavov. Hoye Hillel Olav HaShalom Omer, the Heilige Hillel Latana used to say, Im ein ani li mi li. What does it mean? Imena nili mili. Says Rabbeinu Yoina. What Hillel meant to say was, Imena nili mili. If a person is not going to be ma'oyer himself, ma'yer ilu hamusar. What's it going to help him to hear musar from outside sources? Even though when he hears the musar, it does go into his heart. Yishakchem hayetze v'yavir milavavoy. The Yetzahor has a craft to make a person forget. Ke'in shenemar v'chazdachem ka'anan breaker. Your chesed, your good deeds are like morning clouds that just pass by. Achein, therefore, says Rabbeinu Yoina a few lines later, Tzoruch ha'odom b'shomoy ha'musar l'oyer nafshoy v'losum ha'dvorm al'ibar v'lachshu b'hem tamid. Therefore, when a person hears that he has to be more himself, he can't just rely on the outside his iris. Etc. In other words, Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that a person who hears Musar, it's not enough at all that the person heard the Musar. It's not even enough to absorb it. The person has to be ma'ir himself, take the musa that he heard and make his own his iros, and make his own kinyan in it. Otherwise, it's like morning clouds that just go by. It's like a morning cloud. Rabbeinu Yoina over here in Shar Sheni Ois Chavov is talking about a person who went to hear a musa shmuz. He heard the Musa Shmuz. It says, Nechnasim b'libu b'yom shamay. Shteta, three chidushim. He came to hear the Shmuz. Yom shamay, he listened. And Nechnasim b'libu went into his heart. Yet if a person doesn't make his own hisayrus, then yishakchem hayetze v'yavir b'libu. What's the reason for that? We find something very interesting. The Sasemis asks that there's a stira. And the Pasuk can share a shirim. One Pasuk says, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The other pasuk says, "Doidi li v'ani loy." One pasuk says, "Ani l'doidi v'doidi li," that we take the first step, we take the initiative. Ani l'doidi. The other pasuk says, "Doidi li v'ani loy." Akash Baruch Hu takes the first step. Akash Baruch Hu makes the first move. Akash Baruch Hu takes the initiative in creating the relationship. Explains this Vasemes that the pasuk of "Doidi li v'ani loy," which describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking the first step of Doidi Li and then Vani Lo, he's referring to the Luchos Rishonos. The Luchos Rishonos, as we know, Klal Yisrael got a present from Shamayim. It was without an effort on their part. It was a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael came to the Dargo of Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet. That was Doidi Li Vani Lo. Doidi Li Vani Lo means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first move. But after the chet of the eagle, then a person has to make the move. Then it's ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Then it's psal l'cha. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to chisel away at the stone of yourselves to make yourselves ready to be roy for Kabbalah Zatera. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li is the second luchos after the chet. That explains something very interesting, that Rabbi Ruchman speaks about it a lot. We know that the first luchos, Klal Yisrael sinned pretty quickly. There's machlekes in the Medrash. How quickly was it? Was it a few hours? Was it a few minutes? But Klal Yisrael very quickly fell after the first luchos. And yet we find that Mamish Tekev from Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, get yourself going, make a second luchos. So what's the guarantee that the second luchos are going to be any better than the first? But it's brought down in the Sfarim that something that a person gets for free, something that's given on a golden silver platter, doesn't last. It's easy come, easy go, because it's not an egg in a kenyan. It's not something that a person worked for. Something that a person works for, that a person sweats for, that a person has an egg in a kenyan in, that's something that's lasting. So even though the first luchos were extremely temporary and they didn't last at all, the darga didn't last, but that's because it was given to Klal Yisrael for free, without work. The second luchos, which is a bechina of ani l'daydi, the second luchos is a bechina of psal l'cha. Second Lucha says you have to sweat and work for it. Something that a person works for, something that a person works for stays, something that a person works for remains. There's a Ramban in Kisvei Ramban who says a remarkable thing. There's machlekes in Arvei Psochim, whether or not when Shabbos goes into Yontif, whether or not there's a need for Besamim. So the Rashbam says that we don't do besamim on Shabbos goes into Yontif because there's a neshama yisera on Yontif. So the Taisis asks over there, okay, so then we should do Havdalah after Yontif. Why don't we do Havdalah when Yontif comes after Shabbos? So the Ramban says the Teretz, a very yisera, Ramban says that the Kedusha of Shabbos we know is kvi v'kaimer. Kedusha of Shabbos doesn't come from the efforts of Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha of Shabbos is Yisarusa d'Leila. So the neshama yisera of Shabbos, when Shabbos is over, goes away. The neshama yisera of Yontif, says the Ramban, since it came through the efforts of Klal Yisrael, we know Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Klal Yisrael creates the Kedusha of Yontif by Mekadesh the Chodesh. So since the Kedusha of Yontif comes through the efforts of Klal Yisrael, so the Kedusha of Yontif is something which is lasting. The Ramban says a remarkable thing. The neshama yisera of Shabbos, which came as a free be, it came as something for free. It came as a zusa de'ela, it came for free. It came without an effort, so that stays. That goes away after Shabbos. The neshama yisera of Yontif, the neshama yisera of Yontif, that stays on because that's a result of the efforts of Klal Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael v'HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Excuse me, the that's something that's continuous. The first luchos, which was a Yisrael, the first luchos, which came as a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Klal Yisrael didn't work for it, so it didn't last. But the second luchos, which is a bechina of psal l'cha, Klal Yisrael had to sweat and work for it and create the kelim to receive the second Torah. That's the Yisrael of psal l'cha, and that's why the Yisrael of the second luchos achai v'kayim ad hayom. So Meir is a dover nifla. Doi di li v'ani loi is the first luchos. Ani le doi di v'doi di loi is the description of the relationship of the second luchas. Rabbi say, when did the second luchas? When was when did when what were the days of the second luchas? The day of the second luchas was Moshe Rabbeinu went up. We know Rosh Chodesh Elul came down, and Yom Kippur with the second luchas. So it's Niflamoid. Now we understand why the Rosh Tevis of Elul is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, because Elul is the days of the second luchas. The second luchas is the days of work. The second luchos is the days of psal l'cha. The second luchos is the days of ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So that Elul is Rosh Hashanah, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, is not b'mikra. It's ani l'doidi v'doidi li, lafuki doidi loy v'ani loy. Doidi li v'ani loy. Elul is dafka ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We have to make the first move because Elul is the days of the second luchos, and the second luchos were the days of the ani l'doidi v'doidi li. So according to this, it comes out that the whole essence of Elul, the whole mahus of Elul, the Shmaya of Elul, we now have a different spin on what Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is. Generally, the Rosh HaTevis of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li is generally used in an oifen of describing the closeness of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, it's for sure true, without a question. That's without a question. But according to this, we're seeing another level in what Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li means. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li means that not just that we're close like a doid, but that relationship is ani l'doidi has to come from our initiative. It has to come from our being ma'ir ourselves. It has to come from our taking the first step. That's what Elul is all about. And the site of Elul is about taking the first move, taking the initiative, making the move. So it's not just a description of the kirva shaft, it's how to get to the kirva shaft, as opposed to doidi li v'ani loy, Elul is ani l'doidi v'doidi li, that's the lucha shniyas, that's psal lucha. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda means. That if a person only hears Musa from the outside and he nods his head and says, "Oh, that was a nice shmuz," so even though he listened and even though he absorbed it, But it's chazdechem kanan boiker. It's like a morning cloud that just goes on by because it what he didn't work for it. He didn't sweat for it. He wasn't moyer himself. It didn't come from his own initiative. In order for something to last, it has to be a mekadesh Yisrael vehazmanim. In order for something to remain, to be sustainable, it's not enough that a person heard it from the outside. A person has to make his own initiative and his own move and his own hisayrus. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. And then Rabbi Yehuda says it lasts and it stays and it remains. That's what we all want out of our avodah v'olam. We all want that we should have this sustainable, lasting tshuva in kirva takadosh baruch hu, kol tov and a good kibbutz joy to everybody.